This is the Closet Geek episode 78 for March 25th, 2015.
I'm Brandon Mole, and I love all things geeky. You are listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hello, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have just two of my brothers tonight, John and Michael.
Woo!
Hey, guys.
Ryan's in the process of moving.
He's moving, so his computer's packed
to,
up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have a way to connect with us tonight. So, unfortunately.
If you're a regular listener, you know, Ryan moving is a normal subject.
A normal thing. I think he's moved like
normal. He's really moving this time.
Right. This time is really
real.
The
and this will be not, like. It'll be like a permanent place after that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it'll be anything like that. We are not having to worry about anything else from now on. Well,
that's good.
At least when it comes to moving.
That's right. Let's hope not. Yeah,
that's right.
And he's moving closer to Dragon Con. He's going to be just outside of
Atlanta. That's true.
Like 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool.
Good for him.
So you guys have a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real good week.
I've done a lot.
Well, that's good.
Nice. Well, you can, we'll talk about it in this segment right here.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about geeky news that we've, or not geeky news.
No.
Man, I'm getting ahead of myself. This Week in Geek is where we talk
about
things we did geeky throughout the week.
Yes.
Things we love and things we recommend for you to check out.
There you go.
So, I'll just go first because I don't really have anything to talk about because I didn't do much this week.
I think
I played a few more rounds of Heroes of the Storm.
Right.
And the new patch came out
for
the beta. So we have there's a new level and a new character. Sylvanas is now a playable character.
Okay, I was wondering why I was seeing her all over the place. But now.
And she... Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play her yet, but she looks like a really awesome character. Yeah,
especially since you were talking about you enjoy playing a ranged character.
Yeah, I've been really.
She's a ranged character.
Yeah, so that'll be I'll definitely have the chance to play her when she goes through the rotation of free players because I haven't purchased any of the characters yet.
Right.
I have enough in-game gold where I can purchase some of the characters, but I kind of want to play around and play some before I get buy any. I think if I had to choose to play by someone right now, I'd probably buy like either Nova or Rainer, and I really like both of those characters.
Yeah.
But yeah, so played a little bit of that.
Cool.
I haven't really read anything because I was done with my book, but I was excited to find out that Jim Butcher has a new book series coming out, though.
Yeah, I had heard about it once before, but it's going to be a steampunk series.
Yeah, it's a steampunk steampunk fantasy.
Right.
And it's like air pirates, but they're battle mages. That's how
right.
we referred to them as. And so you have like wizards, battle mages, air pirates with steampunk.
That just the whole thing just sounds awesome.
It does. It sounds so cool.
I think I've read everything that Jim Butcher has written.
Well, and I really enjoyed his Codex of Alera series
right.
more than I enjoyed his Dresden series.
Right.
I really loved the Dresden series, but I liked the Alera because it's like hardcore fantasy.
Yeah.
And this new series seems the same way, so I'm excited. But it doesn't come out until September. I was
right.
bummed. So I'll have to pre-order that. But I had my Sweet Kicks with Bricks game highlights and interviews this week. The first game was Bottom of the Ninth, and it's literally what it sounds like. You are playing the bottom of the ninth inning in a baseball game,
right.
and one team is pitching and the other. So one, it's a two-player game. One player is playing the pitcher and one player is playing the batters. And it's a really quick-paced, like 10 to 20-minute game. And it's been getting really good reviews and it seems pretty popular. But I talked to the developer and he's actually been on the show before, Dice Hate Me Games. And so it was really good. And the next game I interviewed was Dragoon, which is you play a dragon fending off humans that are invading your island.
Okay.
And you steal their gold. You can either burn their villages and destroy them, or you can make them serve you as a god,
wow.
Something like that.
Okay.
So, but and that's the couple ways you can be able to obtain gold. And yeah, that's really cool because the placemat is a fabric. It's a fabric placemat that you can roll up or fold up.
Okay.
And then all the pieces are solid metal.
Oh.
Rather than your either high quality cardboard or wood pieces.
Yeah, nice.
Would be. So it was cool.
Cool.
And that's about it for me.
That's
so.
It. It looks like Ryan's with cool. us. Ryan, are
Ryan,
you with
is
us?
Here?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah,
we
hear you.
We have Ryan. He's joining us via tablet device.
Yes.
That's right. So we can hear you, but we just can't see you. But we're glad you're here.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can hear me.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So you want to talk about what you did with Geeky this
week?
Yeah,
Ryan, what'd you do Geeky this week?
Nothing.
Besides
it's kind of a busy week for you.
Yeah, I've basically just been watching the people pack into boxes.
See,
nice.
Yeah, in many ways that
but
can be
watching the packers.
Yeah,
well,
that's
nice.
Yeah, in many ways that can be nice, but in other ways it could be a little frustrating because you can't say, "Hey, can you not pack my computer today? Because I kind of need it. Can that be like the last thing you pack?" No.
Yeah.
No, they come in and do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to
do
it.
Whatever they touch their hands on is getting packed.
Yeah, it's on their timetable, and they pack it the way that they want to pack it.
We're packing this room on this day and this room on this day.
Or, yeah. So, I mean, there's pros and cons.
Yeah. That's I'm okay with it in the end.
but you're going to be in your new house by this weekend, right?
Yes, Friday night. We'll sleep there for the first time.
Wow, cool.
Nice. Air mattress. Yeah.
So
that's right.
So how long of a drive is it from your current location down
to? About 6 hours.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we'll leave around noon and get there and have dinner and
set
up. Yeah.
Set up a tent.
Oh, actually, I did send out a Wookiee kit and Wookiee toes this week. So.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good.
Last kit of the
yes.
The last
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
No more North Carolina kits.
Exactly.
From now on, get a Wookiee kit. It's coming from the ATL.
That's right.
That's right. Dragon Con Central. Cool.
Awesome.
Well, cool. We're glad you can at least be with us on your tablet tonight.
Yes, I'm glad too.
Yeah. All right. Let's do John, and we'll do Mike last since he said he had a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to be quick so that he can have as much time as he wants. So I finished the book called Endgame, the one that I was kind of talking about before that had like the 12 tribes that have a champion that were fighting to survive the end of the world.
Right,
kind of
the
thing.
Genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
the genocide.
It was
that book.
It was kind of interesting
the
way that it ended. Basically, the way that
they all died.
Well, the way that the first book ended is that somebody unlocked or got a hold of the first key and unlocked the first gate. So now they got the Earth key, so now they have to get the Sky key is the next key they have to get. So I'm sure that'll be the next book in
next
the series.
Book. Okay.
So it was, you know, I mean, it had a lot of like Hunger Games-ish moments where, you know, alliances were made
and then broken
in
the back.
That kind of stuff happened quite a bit, but it was pretty cool, you know, the different, because the different champions, they all come from these ancient societies, but some of them are a little bit more true to their ancient societies than others. So there's like this ninja, and she's totally awesome. And but then, you know, she dies. And then,
of course, the totally awesome characters are.
How could you kill this ninja? How did they find her?
They dropped a stone on her. Like, Stonehenge fell on her. Literally.
What a lame way to die.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not very nipple, is she?
Lame way to die. So, yeah. So,
how'd you die?
Stonehenge fell on me.
Big rock.
So, yeah, but apparently the whole thing is, like, they're saying that the world was actually seeded by aliens.
Cool.
And so they're the ones that
from
kinda...
the moon, because the moon is hollow. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Okay.
I must have missed that news story. Anyway, so I finished that book, and then I got a hold of and read Divergent.
Oh yeah,
I hadn't read any of the Divergent
before. I haven't read it. I've just seen the movie, and it was
so
okay.
I haven't seen the movie, but I read.
It's okay.
I read the book.
It's enjoyable.
The book
was
actually
okay.
Yeah, the book was actually pretty good. I enjoyed reading it. It didn't feel like a lot of the young adult
dystopian
future stuff.
My wife hates the end of that series. She read the whole book series. And it's like one of her least favorite endings of any book series she's ever read.
So
everybody die?
Well, the main character does, but oops, spoiler.
Spoiler.
I read the first one, and I really liked it. I liked, you know, how they split up society into different factions But ultimately, one thing that I really enjoyed was that there wasn't the typical, stereotypical love triangle. You know, usually in most of these young adult series,
there's always two guys.
It's like there's
one
girl and two guys, and she's like, "Oh, I love him. No, I love him. Oh, I love him. No, I love him." Shoot you in the head.
Shoot you in the head.
That's like the one thing I don't like about, you know, most of these young adult dystopian.
I agree. Any
young adult stuff.
But John, that's high school.
Okay, anyway.
Isn't that real life?
There is romance in it, but it's not a triangle. She doesn't like love.
She likes one guy, and one guy likes her,
and
that's it. And
so it's kind of refreshing that you don't have to deal with the silly drama of the love triangle while they're world kind of thing. I mean, come on, pick one drama.
Heck, we didn't even get that in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. So
shoot you in the head.
I also I actually played some Magic the Gathering the other night.
Yeah,
I saw the picture.
With my brother-in-law that has the tree trunk arms.
Has the really buffy
arms. Yeah. I was trying to figure out how he came into the picture. He took the selfie, and I'm like, who's picking up three quarters of that picture?
Yeah, right.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, that's my brother-in-law, Zeke. He and my wife's sister are
like a tough guy name.
Newly married. Well, it's short for...
an ogre. You are an ogre.
It's short for Ezekiel. And he doesn't go by Ezekiel because, you know,
that doesn't
sound
tough.
Zeke is cool, but no, he's a really cool guy. We like to hang out with him, and he's a total geek. It's so funny because he's just
does
this
he listen
huge
to the show?
Buff guy. I don't know if he's actually listened.
If he does, Zeke, we're not making fun of you.
It's more jealousy.
Yeah. Please don't come destroy us with your big beefy arms.
That's awesome. If he's listening, I'm sure he's laughing pretty good. Had a lot of fun with that. Got to kind of teach some of my kids magic that haven't really learned it yet. So that was a lot of fun. I actually got to sit down and watch Star Wars Rebels.
Oh yeah, cool. I've got a bunch recorded. I haven't watched.
Yeah,
it yet.
I haven't. I've got the whole season recorded. I just hadn't had a chance to really start watching them yet. So I got to watch the first three. I watched the pilot and then like the first two official series episodes. And it was really good. I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm gonna like this. So I give it a big thumbs up. If for anybody that's kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if I really want to take the time. It's definitely worth watching. It's pretty cool. You know, and they, I mean, even already in like the first three episodes, there was like a quote unquote cameo by Obi-Wan. It wasn't really him. It was like his holographic message telling all of the Jedi to stay away from the temple. When he sent out that message from the Jedi temple, it kind of showed the holographic message. So that was kind of cool. And then there was another episode that had like C-3PO and R2-D2 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like kind of sent on this covert mission by Bail Organa. So that was all kind of cool. And, you know, nobody really knew who he was or anything like that. But
we do.
The watcher did. Yeah, the viewer got to. So that was kind of fun.
What do you think about the different animation style versus the Clone Wars?
Clone Wars.
I didn't have a problem with it at all. It didn't even faze me. I agree.
It's just another animated show. Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, it's just a different style.
It's not necessarily worse or better. It's just different.
Right.
Yeah, it's not its own thing. Yeah, it's its own thing. So, but today we had a lot of fun. Took my family down to Birmingham to the McWayne Science Center, and it's basically a big kind of a children's science museum is what it is. But it's like four stories. They've got all kinds of stuff. Like the basement is the aquarium, so they've got, you know, all kinds of fish. They've got freshwater and saltwater. They've got this, you know, touch tank where you can touch like little stingrays and stuff and sharks, little sharks that are swimming around. And that was pretty cool. And just all kinds of fun, interactive, you know, things that you can get your hands on and learn different science things and like
science geek.
The second floor was all science. Like dinosaurs, so they had like, you know, all the dinosaurs and that like ancient sea monsters and all that kind of
Why
stuff.
Why is it when
cool.
you say the word dinosaur, you have to look like a T-Rex? You're like dinosaur. what is it with people? I don't know. It's like that or Velociraptor. Everybody starts like pulling their hands in and starts That's doing right. like the Velociraptor thing.
Velociraptor. So,
that was really fun.
What's funny though is that we actually I don't know what he's doing.
I have no idea.
I'm seeing in the double clicks.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I have no
I'm not familiar
idea
what with
that
one.
Okay. The double clicks are two.
Oh,
really
I know who the double clicks
geeky
are.
Sisters
I just don't know that song.
That sing geeky songs, and my wife bought me the CD for Christmas.
Oh,
that's I was singing one of the songs.
Are those?
And
the,
they,
is that the one?
They
that
sing
has,
about
is that the
gom-
that comedy duo
on
that
yeah,
like
yeah.
one has a ukulele or whatever?
They're sisters. One plays the cello.
Sisters.
She plays.
One plays the cello. The other one plays the guitar, ukulele,
piano.
Anyway, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So that was a lot of fun. I really got to do my my science geek today, and can I get my kids to geek out on science?
How far away is that from where you live?
Birmingham. It's about an hour and a half drive south of where I live.
So you did that like when?
Today.
That's kind of random. Oh yeah, your kids are homeschooled.
We are homeschooled. Oh, plus, I mean, technically, it is like spring break week for the public school system in the area.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we homeschool, so we could do that anytime we want.
That's right.
Oh yeah, yeah. And call it educational schooling.
Call it school.
Hey, kids are gonna go learn science today.
Nice. So,
yep.
Ta-da!
That's been my week.
That was. Quite the week, John,
cool.
as always.
Hey, I can talk.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever
okay.
told me
so,
I couldn't.
So can I. So that's okay. All right,
Mike. Tell us about your geeky week.
Has anybody kept up besides me on Arrow and Flash?
I am a few episodes behind on Flash, and I've kind of given up on Arrow.
Holy crap.
Okay.
That's all I have to say, because I can't spoil it, because
we don't watch, I mean, we're not up to date.
Like,
yeah.
All I have to say is, you know, raise
get
Ra's
up to date.
Raise Ra's al Ghul. What the freak? Okay, yeah. Moving on. And okay. Then, of course, the Flash.
Well, you I mean, I know that
up to date, so I could talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff you could totally spoil.
It's like, you know, I figure if you're a listener, you're probably either up to date or like the rest of these bums who can't. So I can't spoil it. Of course,
that's
Michael's
right.
The spoil guy. Apparently,
I have never seen an episode of The Flash.
Oh,
what?
It's great.
It's
so, great.
So cool.
It's so good.
Well, it's not that I don't want to.
Oh yeah.
It's just
yeah,
I don't have a streaming service that I subscribe to that streams it.
Oh, you don't.
You know,
yeah.
It's funny because
you get it on Hulu
never,
for free.
No, it's the later episodes and stuff is all like Hulu Plus, I believe. Like
yeah,
you
could
get
just have to
you
wait
could
a
get
month.
The yeah. You no, could get the most recent ones,
something like that, and then you can get it. But anyway,
you should be able to watch.
But yeah, if you guys are watching, you know, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, it's
yeah.
Like,
see, that's another one I haven't.
They're wrapping up, and I'm just like, my fingernails going.
I want to talk about them.
Yeah,
you
know, it's.
No,
but
I'm excited like, about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. though.
The only people I really have to geek out about my shows are you guys.
That's right.
Because all the, like half of the time when I start talking about it at work, like people's eyes start to glaze over, and
no,
I'm like, oh,
I totally understand how you feel when it comes to like. Talking about the things I enjoy with my coworkers, they're just like, "What are you talking about?" Like, you guys are so boring. Come on.
That's funny. I don't have that problem.
don't worry. They're not listening.
See, I think in order to work at NASA, you have to be a geek.
That's right.
You know, everybody like we all enjoy the same things. So
that's kind of like my TV show geek for the week is. You know, since Gotham is, like, taking a hiatus, what's up with that?
Oh, you know, they do that.
Everyone does.
I know, it's like, what's with taking, like, a couple weeks off? It's like, March Madness happens, and you have to stop your show?
Yep.
Yeah, because March Madness
because everybody
is,
watches basketball instead
because
of their
March
show.
Madness
millions
gives those,
of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch a bunch of non-paid teenagers play basketball.
I actually prefer college basketball.
Actually, college basketball is more can,
it's more,
can be more
intense,
enjoyable,
in my opinion.
I think that they should pay them.
Yeah, if they were paid professionals that did same level,
they don't even have to be professional. Just pay them.
Well, that you'd
pay
be a
college.
Well, but they get college for free.
They get college scholarships.
But they're starving.
Might as well. Yeah.
There's so many instances where they don't even have food. Or time to eat food.
Yeah, it's like I had acquaintances in at the U of U who are on the football team. You know, get up at 4 a.m, go work out, go to class, go work out, go to class, go home and go bed. You know, it's like that was like their schedule every day. Anyway, moving on.
If that's
why
they
give them their dummy classes, they can pass easily.
And that's why they
are communications.
Or, that's why they
or
go
the,
on
or
to
the
play
teachers that love football.
Well, yeah, but only majors. Less than 2% of college athletes play professionally.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Anyway,
so, this last
sports
week,
geeks
unite.
Yeah.
So
because fantasy basketball and fantasy football is socially acceptable, but Dungeons and Dragons is not.
Right. It's exactly.
It's the same thing.
I get my team.
I follow their
adventures.
Even
their stats. Fantasy.
And their stats.
Yeah. Their stats.
Yeah. All
right, Michael.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No, it's funny, but.
So, anime, right?
Yeah, this week I'm going to go anime. So
whoa, shocker.
Whoa, what?
I have to talk about it because...
He's our anime guy.
No, this last week I finished Your Lie in April. It was a 22-episode show, and man, just thinking about this show gets me emotional. It is by far one of my top favorites. It's breaking into my top 10. It is definitely really good. I highly recommend everybody. If you like classical music and you like a good drama storyline, it's highly recommended. Very well written. And it will pull the tears. Of course, I'm a boob. I'll be the first to admit. But yeah, it's just really good. And then, of course, Log Horizon, Aldenola Zero, and Durarara Season 2 are all...
Durarara. Yeah. Sorry.
No,
I got it.
It's fine. Aldenola Zero is taking a big twist that I wasn't seeing. Okay. I didn't see it coming, which was surprising because...
They've done that a lot.
Well, you have a tendency to watch so much anime that
you kind of see
it happening.
Yeah,
kind
right.
of like the love triangle in young adult novels.
Right.
You expect it, right? There's certain right. things that have expectation levels,
right.
and anime is not much different. And so it's really refreshing when it tosses you on your ear and you go, okay, what's going to happen now? Because I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
So so Aldenola Zero has really created some interesting additions. So Season 3, which is probably going to happen now because of these plot twists, it'll be interesting to see what they throw out at us. I am finally upgrading bits by bits of my computer. So,
there you go.
All right. So
Yay!
I've updated my RAM. You know, so I went from 4 to 8.
Okay.
I updated my video card.
Okay.
From the 9600 GTs to the 750 Ti.
Okay.
And now I'm updating my hard drives and my operating system.
Nice.
So I got a 250 gigabyte Samsung SSD.
Okay, nice.
And a 1 terabyte storage drive.
Right, good.
And since right now I'm running Windows Enterprise, I decided, you know what? Since Windows Enterprise doesn't update to Windows 10 when it comes out, I went ahead and got Windows 8.1. Diving in. I figure
that's okay. He'll be able to update to 10 in a few months.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But honestly, I've really been kind of investing some time, and I've learned all it is it's just a different GUI system.
It's better now than it was.
Right. 8.1 is actually not bad. I'm getting used to the user interface. And honestly, you know, there's a few features that I think are really cool, which I think they'll probably pull over to 10. And then there's a bunch of features I like in 7 that they're pulling over to 10. So after talking to the Microsoft guys, basically 10 is going to be a combination of 8.1 and 7. And just meh. You know?
I'm actually starting to get excited about 10, to be honest. So,
well, I have
the more that I read
testing for 10. And
well, anybody can get the I mean, if you're wanting to, you can go and get the beta release. They've got it available for anybody that wants to sign up to test it.
Speaking of SSD cards, if you guys use the code CLOSETGEEK on your purchase through our affiliates at Doghouse Systems, you get a free 120 gig SSD in addition to what you already get in your system. So
yeah.
Go check out Doghouse Systems. I love my Doghouse system.
I'm just looking forward to cutting my load times in Final Fantasy
right
down to like 1 to 4 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be so nice.
Yeah, that's true. I've got an SSD for my boot disk, but I don't run anything off of it because it's only a 120.
So yeah, with 250.
But I can boot from like from the time I push my start button to the time that I'm actually desktop up is about 12 seconds.
That's so awesome.
I know it is
and
awesome.
That's not even from sleep.
That's true.
Like, that's not
that's
even
from dead,
that's
from dead stop. Yeah,
that's
to,
so
to,
cool.
to go. It's pretty quick.
It's so nice.
That's,
yeah, I
really, right.
That's about how fast mine is.
Let's
yeah.
talk some news.
So,
Okay.
Go.
Let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week and interesting things that we want to bring up and talk about. Go, John. What do you want to say?
So, speaking of anime, did you see that cool TIE Fighter anime short film?
Yeah,
didn't I show that like on the Closet Geek like a year ago?
No, that wasn't the same thing.
You did a little snippet clip of his project.
Oh, right.
This is the finished project.
This is the full seven and a half minute
project.
I didn't watch it because I thought it was the same thing.
Oh, no, dude. It's the whole thing.
Because what you posted a year ago was like a minute and a half of his project.
I think it was only 30 seconds.
Yeah,
no, it was like a minute.
Seven and a half.
It was like a trailer.
Project. And so when I saw that it was completed, and I was thinking, hey, it's Tech Tuesday. Think of all the 3D rendering he did on his own create this. I'm like, it kind of fits.
He didn't do 3D rendering. It's all hand drawn animation.
All the big Star Destroyers and frigates and so forth are 3D rendered, and then he drew over it for additional animation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah, and so he did a lot of hardware emulation, which was pretty dang impressive.
That's pretty cool, though.
I don't understand why it's a new. I mean, I saw that like months ago.
Well, that's
right,
what you're just talking about.
It was just an unfinished product at that point.
What you saw months ago was just like the teaser. But now the whole thing is available. It's like 7.5 minutes long. It's not just like a little minute.
It was his weekend project. It took him 4 years to do it.
Yeah.
Because it was just
every weekend for 4 years.
Yeah, he was the only animator.
If
you haven't seen
this dude,
nobody knows who he is. Yeah.
No, I mean, everyone will know who he is now.
Yeah, but all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in TIE Fighter anime.
Don't go to YouTube. Go to The Closet Geek and on Facebook and just click on our link.
That's right. That too. If you don't want to search it, you could just
just go
click
to
on the link. Just be lazy. Click on the link. So,
hey,
anyway,
we encourage lazy.
Well, since we're talking about Star Wars, a couple of Star Wars stuff in the news this week. So apparently Star Wars live-action TV rumors are surfacing again.
Again. I don't know. That's about as much of validity I give it.
Now,
old before that happens.
Yeah.
Old and dead.
Yeah.
I think if it does happen, it probably won't be until like maybe after episode 8.
Well, I was going to say
after they've like reinvigorated the excitement for the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, and they've got to set up the way that the new universe will feel.
Right.
Yeah.
But the article that Barry posted, there was one point that somebody made that was pretty valid, and the fact that Marvel didn't do a live-action TV series until they had about 7 movies.
7 movies, Iron Man 3.
Yes. 7 movies.
Isn't there a 7th movie coming out soon? So, you know, that was kind of their point was, you know, they do have somewhat of an established universe, which is, okay, true. But I do think that in order to really I just don't think that it would happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Well,
they may be starting talks.
Well, it's just rumors.
It's just a rumor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we're going rumors, with one of the spin-off films that they're doing, the Rogue Squadron, I don't know if that's the official title.
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Thank you. Sorry. Maybe after that, there might be a spin-off of that in the live show, so you could do like, you know, fighter pilot TV show.
Well, it's a very flexible business. If these movies suck, nobody's going to want to see sequels. But if they're great, then they can spin off even more.
That's true.
Yep. Good call.
So, also in Star Wars news, Battlefront is going to debut at the Celebration of Star Wars
Yeah, that's
Day
pretty
in
cool.
April.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
People are going to be able to get their actual hands on Battlefront.
They'll have a playable
game.
Now,
there.
This is their tactical game, or
this is their
first-person shooter.
Yeah, first-person shooter.
Right.
Now it's set to take place through like the whole Star Wars canon of movies.
Right.
So you're gonna go through episodes 1 through 6, and then actually at the end of the game, they actually said they're gonna even go into steps of episode 7,
well,
and you're gonna
DLC that'll be like, oh, episode 7 DLC, you know. And
they talked about how there's already gonna be like that's the last part of the game is connecting to the Force Awakens,
Sure.
To kind of add, you know, to the hype of the movie. So.
Yeah, because it is supposed to come out about the same time as the Force Awakens movie.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it actually does. As many,
of course,
as many,
there's going to be download content.
That, as many AAA games that get delayed, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, but anyway. It's kind of funny. We're talking about Star Wars, so it kind of brings up something that I ran into recently. Have you guys ever heard of the machete cut of the Star Wars saga?
Is that the 10-minute abbreviated?
No, what it is this somebody, I don't know who it was, but somebody came up with this whole plan, and what he did is he completely cut out episode one.
Right.
So what he did is he said, okay, the Star Wars saga is essentially about Anakin Skywalker. No, it's about Anakin Skywalker.
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So it's about his rise and then his fall and then his redemption. And so so in order to really show that, this guy cut out episode one completely and started with episode two. You watch episode two, you watch episode three, and then you skip to No, I apologize.
No, it's
you watch episode four and five.
Right.
And then you go back to two and three. They finish with six.
Right. I've seen this before.
And so the reason why he says that is because, you know, four and five, you see Darth Vader, but then at the end of five, Darth Vader reveals that he's Luke Skywalker. So then you go back to he reveals that he's
Skywalker's
father.
We know what you mean.
I'm like,
we know what you mean.
My brain's going too fast.
We need to rewatch these.
Well, I haven't seen them in a while, so, you know, it's kind of fuzzy. So he announced that he's Luke's father. So then you go back to episode two and you start watching, okay, well, who is Anakin and you know, how did he become who he was and become Luke's father and all that kind of stuff. And then you go back to six, where then it's about how Darth Vader gets redeemed and he gets to kind of come back as Anakin once again. And the reason why he was able to just completely cut out one,
it means absolutely nothing.
He makes so many valid points. He's like, almost every character that's introduced in one is gone by the end of episode one.
And he also cut out all the Jar Jar Binks scenes.
Well, no, because
from four and five, two and three.
No, the thing is that even if you leave the Jar Jar in there, he's only in there as like an ambassador for a couple scenes.
Yeah,
it's really no big deal. He's like such a minor character, but. If you cut out episode one, you get rid of Jar Jar, you get rid of Qui-Gon, who's never mentioned after episode one ever.
Yep.
You get rid of Chancellor Valorum, who's never talked about in any of the further, you know, it just kind of comes in as Palpatine is the Chancellor. So that's just kind of, okay, well, that's who he is starting episode two. And also the thing is that it doesn't even really matter about young Anakin, like slave Anakin and his mother and all that stuff, because you pretty much learn about all of that stuff anyway.
Well, and you don't get this weird age gap between Padme and Skywalker when you think
right.
about it. Like, she's in her 30s, and he's like
the bad acting. And so,
or, you know,
there's so many things that if you just take out episode one and then start in four, then
five,
then two, three, and then six, I mean, it just kind of just gels really nicely. So if anybody's interested, do it that way and see if it's a better experience for you. But anyway, I didn't mean to digress, but
Star Wars tangent.
We need a listicle for that.
Yeah, just look
in
up
this order.
Yeah, just look up machete
I'll,
order
I'll
Star
post
Wars.
Something on Facebook.
Yeah.
There you go.
Machete cool. order Star Wars.
Yeah.
So apparently Nintendo says that the Zelda TV series on Netflix was totally not true at all.
Well, they didn't say it wasn't true. They just said it was incorrect.
I know, but
so
what a bunch of jerk faces.
So basically, he said
to like raise our hopes and be like,
he
was incorrect.
He didn't deny that they were working on something. He just said that the report that he put out was incorrect. And quote, so what does that mean? It was incorrect. Okay, does that mean it's not, you know, gonna be, it's not Netflix, or it's, you know, it's not live action, it's gonna be an animated series instead of a live action? I mean, you know, there's so many things that you could look at and say, well, okay, well, what's exactly incorrect about it? He didn't clarify. He just said that the report's incorrect.
Nintendo's they're nefarious for doing that.
And so you shouldn't put too much precedent in it. You know, it's just somebody reporting a rumor that they heard and blah blah blah. But yeah. he never said no, we're definitely not working on a live TV series or anything like that. He didn't deny it outright. He just said, "Oh, that report's just incorrect."
Okay. So, right.
Yeah.
Well, I still hope it happens, even if it's live action or animated. I just want it to happen. So I put this in the news because I just thought it was extremely mind-blowing, is that so League of Legends, as people know, is a pretty big game industry now. It's okay. Insane.
Right.
And
it's pretty big.
And there's another MOBA called Dota 2, which has been pretty popular of late as well. And so, and each of these are making money. But the report was talking about how Dota, they make about $18 million a month off of their game.
$18 million a month. That's crazy.
A month. But
$18 million a month.
$18 million a month. But League of Legends makes that in 5 days.
What the?
No way. That's just crazy.
They make over $18 million in 5 days.
What?
That doesn't make me bat an eyelash. It does. I would
seriously
even say that might be underrated.
I mean, okay.
Well, the reason why
how many
is because
people, how many have they like
they have 67 million monthly active players.
Okay.
What?
Active.
And it says, to put things in perspective, League of Legends has around 27 million people who play at least one game every day.
Wow. 27 million.
27 million
at
least
like
one
plays
match
at least once
day.
A day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Now, okay, out of those 27 million, 23 of them are Korean.
Probably.
I mean, seriously, those guys
it's
are
like
crazy.
South Korea.
Yeah, seriously,
they
well, are.
I mean, they built their
about
own. They built their own stadium for esports dedicated
yes.
to League of Legends.
I know those guys
and,
are.
What?
And they hosted the League of Legends World Championship last year, and it was
yeah.
you know they had like 60,000 plus people yeah. in the stadium watching, you know, the semifinals and the finals play, and the people that were the finalists was a Korean team. It was one of the it's huge over there. It's a
yeah.
it's truly like,
well, it's big everywhere.
Well,
but it's
they're
really big in Asia.
Well, it's like the League of Legends esports guys are like our
superstars.
Football and basketball players oh. here in America.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're so famous, and
they're millionaires from
well,
playing
yeah, and yet you
video
and
games.
That, like over here, nobody knows who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, if you go to Korea and you mention one of their names, they'll be like, "Oh my gosh, he's so cool! He's my favorite.
Song?
I've got a tattoo of him on my back." You know,
the
'80s but,
song by Alphaville, big in Japan.
Oh yeah, there you go.
But
it's like David.
Even,
it's like David. Hasselhoff
even our
Germany.
Yeah, even our American
in the '90s.
Yeah, our American League of Legends team was there at the World Championship and everyone knew who they were too.
Right.
So it's insane. I just thought that was mind blowing because they're like Dota 2, you know, making $18 million a month, and they're like, and they're doing pretty good, but they don't compare to, like, in January, League of Legends made $123 million in January this year. So
that's just crazy.
So, I mean, sure, there are companies out there.
No wonder they can offer a $1 million prize for their tournament.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, that's like
sure,
a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, that's nothing for them.
There are major companies that, sure, make that much money, but this is a video game we're talking about. It's a video game franchise that has become this 800-pound gorilla. Riot Games.
Riot Games, that's correct.
So, yeah, it's insane. I just put crazy. That in the notes because
can a noob go into that game and play it and enjoy it?
No. I've tried.
Well, and that's the thing. And that's why a lot of people like myself have enjoyed Heroes of the Storm by Blizzard, because it's a battle arena game, and it's more user-friendly for casual gamers like myself, where, you know, I'm not playing, you know, 18 hours a day on this game. And sure, you're still going to have your people that, you know, say, you know, you're all get out of here, noob, and stuff like that. You get toxic players wherever you go, but it's less. And people have been gravitating towards that because of that scenario. And I know people that have started playing Heroes that have gone back to try out Dota 2 and League of Legends just to see, okay, they're like, oh, I enjoy Heroes, so let's go check out if I enjoy these other two. And they're like, nope, still don't.
Yep.
Okay, oh, Mike, you have their figures. I saw your jaw drop, so.
My jaw drops because they're a private company. They're traded publicly, which means every single penny is in their own pocket.
Right.
Yep. They don't even have to pay. They don't even have shareholders to pay dividends to. It's all internal.
Well,
you know how much money that is.
Yeah.
That means being a private company, they don't have to report any of their earnings publicly, like a public company does.
It's privately held.
We don't know how much their CEOs make.
Actually
making, yeah. How much money they make. Nothing like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The thing is, it's like they made this game. Of course, any game developer is going to be like, I want my game to be big. But I can guarantee you they did not think
their
it would be like
that. CEOs are the ones who invest in like the gold $150,000 band for their iWatch.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the I'm rich band.
Yeah. I love gold.
Or, so they had like the $150,000 diamond encrusted platinum band for your iWatch.
Yeah, for your Apple iWatch. Yeah.
Really?
So going off of what Ryan was saying, and I would say to our listeners, I mean, you could try League of Legends out and Dota 2, and they're enjoyable for people that do that, but for someone just getting into MOBAs and battle arenas, I would suggest Heroes.
Yeah, and it's because it depends
and there's more coming out too.
It does depend on like who you're talking to.
It's
because
true.
If you're talking to somebody that is wanting to really get in and play hardcore and really learn the game and you know, read the strategies and watch the YouTube videos and really understand how the game is played and the strategies behind it, and you know, watch some of the championship matches and see how they, you know, do their strategies and I mean, if somebody is wanting to really dive into the game like that, then yeah, they'll probably have a blast and it'll be something that they'll really enjoy and they'll get really good at. But if you're just wanting to play the game because you just kind of want to check it out, you're like, oh, I've heard a lot about this game, and
if you're like us and you're family men that have kids and you have other responsibilities,
right.
But every once in a while you can get some game time in, then
it's definitely not,
try something else.
That's not that's not what you want to be doing. But so it does depend on who you're talking to and what their level of gaming is.
But yeah, I just wanted to share that because like my mind was blown.
Yeah.
So something that I watched today that I put in the show notes because I was actually very interested in what I saw. There's a new movie coming out with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it called Maggie.
Oh yeah, Maggie. That looks cool.
It looks good.
I don't know anything about it.
And I,
okay. Maggie is it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger film. And it's a more of an acting film for him.
It's think, a drama.
Like
yeah.
Twins, you know. No, well, Twins is comedy or Junior's comedy, but this is not a comedy. But it's more of an acting film for him. So basically there's this disease that there's no cure for, and basically people turn into zombies. But it's a longer transition. It's not like 5 minutes and they're a zombie. It's okay. It's more like 5 weeks and they're a zombie.
Yeah, it's like okay. They're dying and yeah.
And so his daughter finds out that she has the virus, and so she leaves home to save her parents from having to deal with her being a zombie. Well, you know, Arnold being Arnold, he packs up his stuff and searches for her and brings her home. And it's about him protecting her from not only from herself, but from the government trying to, you know, local police trying to take her and put her down and you know, they basically force everyone with the virus in a quarantine. So it's kind of this, you know, it's not really an action film, but it's more drama. Of a drama.
Well, it's something different for Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's
yes, it's, and it's and it
critics
looks
have
really
been,
good.
Critics have been like giving Arnold praise for his acting chops in this movie. So I just thought it was.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, neither have I. But I saw a post on it today, and they're like, "Watch the trailer." So I watched it. I was like, "I want to see this movie. It looks good."
Interesting.
So, yeah. So maybe I'll post the video in our show notes and stuff like that as well, so people can check that out. But
I do see something here that I think is really interesting. You posted an article, and I hadn't heard about this at all. But I guess Sony bought out the rights to take over Robotech from Harmony.
So that. What it is they've always been trying to find somebody to really back the Robotech movie
the
franchise.
Idea.
Yeah. And so Harmony Gold made a deal with Sony to back an entire franchise of possible movies, you know, and so it's all going to be produced and co-produced by Harmony Gold and all of their directors and producers and everything. But they're still keeping on a lot of the project people, like the directors and the writers and producers that are still there. It's just now Harmony Gold is basically saying, hey, we got our claws in this. Sony's given us the backing. And rumor has it that Leonardo DiCaprio passed on a possible Star Wars position to be with this project instead. And rumor has it that there might be a Roy Fulker.
He's going to be Roy Fulker.
As Leonardo DiCaprio as Roy Fulker. But we don't know. That's all rumor. It's all rumor.
Not?
Rumor. But,
now, I'm looking,
but that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Now, I'm looking.
I think that'd be cool.
I'm reading the Variety
article. But, you know,
if
Leonardo's in it, they won't get any Academy Awards.
I know.
Now, I'm reading the Variety article, and this is what it says. It says, the rights to the material had originally been at Warner Brothers with Tobey Maguire on board as producer. At various points, the project attracted interest from the likes of Leonardo, but the studio never moved forward with a feature film. When they became free, they were nabbed by Canton's Atmosphere and Nunari Hollywood gang labels, but then
that expired.
But then, yeah, so
they
then
just couldn't back it. They didn't have the money to go big like they wanted to.
So yeah, so basically the project is going to be overseen at Sony Pictures, which is kind of interesting because I know Sony Pictures has had kind of some troubles recently. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually do anything with it.
Sony's kind of destroyed some, you know, it's like just keep Michael Bay away from it and I think we'll be okay. But
yeah, interesting.
So, but yeah, it is a big announcement because
yeah.
Sony's like, we want to get running with this right
away.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, sure, because, I mean, if they're going to invest in it, they're going to want to make money on it.
What's interesting is when I spoke to the big directors at Comic-Con when Harmony Gold came to Salt Lake Comic-Con FanX,
yeah,
and I talked to them on the side, there was so much that you could see in that glint in their eyes, like they wanted to talk about stuff, but they're like, yeah, we have a lot going on, but you know, you'll hear about it when it comes out.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if a lot of these things were being emailed and talked about, but they couldn't talk about it in public. Now that
a deal like this has been going on probably for a while.
It makes me realize, because they said that they were going to come out with a lot of new products, and they said that they had, you know, since they couldn't kickstart their TV series that they were going to start called Robotech Academy, but they said, we're not giving up on it because we think we can create it and do it. It kind of makes me wonder, did Sony jump in? You know, were there talks going? And so you never know. Maybe there'll be an animated series as well to go with it.
So, so speaking of animated live action, did you guys see the Attack on Titan trailer?
Footage? Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, but like the 10 seconds at the end? Or is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, there was that. But I mean, like the full trailer kind of, it was more of a,
it looks like it was
a teaser.
It looked like it was good quality for what was teased.
Yeah.
In other words, the filming quality was good. The costumes looked good.
Right,
the graphics looked good.
I don't know. I thought the whole thing was disappointing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because it is just a teaser.
Exactly.
And so everything was so all over the place, and it was really hard to know exactly what was going on.
I just don't think they have the money to produce that high of quality of movie.
Well,
I don't think that's
and,
the case.
I mean, plus it's not going to be a Western release, you know. So they're not.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like they won't have the type of money to produce that high of quality of film.
Sure.
So that's why I'm skeptical about it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, they do live action stuff for a lot of anime that people don't ever really care about.
So,
but, you know, Attack on Titan's so big, it's just kind of getting some hype.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they so, have a, it has its own theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's weird.
So first image of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Popped
he
up.
He's bald.
He's bald.
He's bald, but he looks intimidating.
Well, sure.
Really cool.
Yeah.
He looks cool.
He's bald.
I know.
Bald guys are intimidating.
I don't know if I can take him seriously, though.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah,
he's not really an alpha male type of guy.
No, he's not. He's really So, I mean, I do like how they're planning on playing the genius teenager that kind of grew up and now, you know, kind of runs his own company, but he's still young. You know, they're definitely not going for, like, the older Lex Luthor that's, you know, been around for a while.
Well, they're going for the late 20s Lex Luthor.
Well, obviously. I don't know how old Jesse Eisenberg is, but, you know, I mean, images are all good and fine, but until you see it in context, it's really hard to tell anything. It's just like, ooh,
I'm just excited for the movie, so.
Well, yeah, sure. Yep.
But anyway, let's get on with it and go to Geeky Trivia.
Here we go. What's the topic of the day?
Today's topic is The Princess Bride.
Oh.
As you wish.
That's funny. I just read an article about that today.
Oh, hey, there you go. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. What did Buttercup call Wesley? Farm boy is correct, John.
I had to think about it, but I was almost about to say it. Yeah.
All right. What object did Buttercup want to see my face shining in it in the morning? She's telling Wesley this.
Her saddle.
You're correct, John.
Man.
All right. Which actor plays Inigo Montoya?
Mandy Patinkin.
Yes.
Good, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan.
I was like, I couldn't. I knew it was an M something. I just, it's like some girl's name that starts with an M.
All right. Who said, if they are, we'll all be dead?
Andre the Giant.
Fezzik is correct, John.
Fine. That was the actor.
The actor, correct.
Andre.
It was Andre the Giant. Yeah.
What did Fezzik think about his way of dealing with the man in the mask?
It's not very sportsmanlike.
Correct, John.
Dude.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Wow.
I haven't
you
seen
just
this
recently?
No, I haven't seen this movie for years.
Man.
All right.
That's okay, neither have I. So.
True or false? Wesley was left-handed.
False.
False, Michael.
And I'll let you know, I am not left-handed.
I am not left-handed.
Neither am I.
Who said, I knew you were bluffing. I knew he was bluffing.
King.
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck is correct,
yeah.
John.
Oh, wait, no, he wasn't the king. He was the prince.
He was Prince Humperdinck.
Yeah, dang it.
When Wesley said, as you wish, what did he really mean?
I love you.
Ty, John, and Mike.
I didn't want to say it.
All right. When does Buttercup realize that the Dread Pirate Roberts is in fact her beloved?
When he's falling down the hill.
Correctly,
oh, yeah.
Mike.
When he says,
as you wish.
My darling Missy.
Yeah.
All right. Who said, I wonder if he's using the same wind we are using?
Inigo Montoya?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. What was Vinezzi's catchphrase?
Vicini.
Vicini, sorry.
inconceivable!
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll take that one.
Inconceivable is correct, Mike.
Yeah.
I was going to say it, but I was laughing.
All right. Who dreams of one day facing the killer of his father?
Amigo Montoya. Amigo
Montoya.
Good job, Mike.
I beat Ryan just by a second, I guess.
He got it out faster than Ryan did, I guess.
All right, I'm going to say his name wrong again. Vinizzi?
Vicini.
Vicini.
He's Sicilian.
Vicini.
Sicilian.
Yeah, he's Sicilian.
All right, he challenged Wesley to the battle of what?
Wits.
Battle of wits.
To the death?
I accept.
Now I'm going to have to go
all
watch
right,
that.
Yes. let's see. The director of The Princess Bride also directed each of these films except, so, A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally, The Fugitive, or Misery?
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive is correct.
John.
Yeah.
All right.
Educated guess.
That's right. Where was the majority of The Princess Bride filmed?
In France. Or no.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No, it was
a
in England.
Because
didn't Andre the Giant have like food shipped in from France because it was really close?
I don't even know.
Or was it Switzerland?
Sweden.
I know it was. Ah! I can't.
The correct answer is England.
Oh, okay. That was my second answer. Because I said France, but then I said
that
England.
That was my first answer that I didn't say.
That's right.
Hey, I did say it. It was just my second answer.
All
right. All right. What was the name of the
picture? Somebody's getting a phone call.
It's my wife's phone. So, what was the name of the fictional poison that was used in the battle?
Iocane powder. Oh,
Ryan.
Good job. Yes. Ryan got that one.
Iocane powder.
I'd stake my life on it.
All right. What does ROUS stand for?
Rodents of unusual size. Yeah.
That was a tie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good job. Good job, guys.
ROUSs? Frankly, I don't think they exist.
Wrong. All right. How tall was Andre the Giant?
7'4".
Correct.
Wow. All right.
Nice.
I had no clue.
7'4" and 524 pounds.
All right.
Something like
that. All right.
To believe you.
Where was Wesley tortured?
In the pit of despair.
Pit of despair.
Mike. Pit of despair.
Oh, somebody's phone is going off.
That would be my phone now. Sorry. Someone tried to get a hold of me. All right. Do, 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 do. All right. I'm skipping some of these because they're really easy.
Right. Not to 50.
All right. Do, 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 do. All right. Who killed Inigo Montoya's father?
The six-fingered man,
yeah. I can't remember his name. Count something.
The six-fingered man works. Good job, all of you.
What was his name? I don't remember.
I don't think it says. I think it just says six-fingered man.
Oh, well, I can't say that now because Mike already said it.
Oh.
Stop quoting
to 50.
Things.
Yeah.
Not to 50!
Skipping the stuff in the pit of the despair, so I had
No. Okay, finish the end of this quote. Anybody wanna?
Peanut.
Peanut.
John, Peanut.
Oh, John just beat me, I guess.
Stop it! I mean it!
No more rhyming, and I mean it.
All right. What specific thing... does the impressive clergyman said, bring us together today.
Marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage is correct, Ryan.
Ryan.
Marriage.
All right, and that's it for Geeky
end.
Trivia.
All right.
Yeah. Tonight's winner is John.
Woo.
With 11. With Mike closely behind at 10.
Oh.
I think I got 3, right?
Ryan got 4.
Four.
So you're just, you know them. You're just, you don't spout them out fast enough.
That's true.
So, all right. Well, that's it for the Closet Geek. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to go use our affiliate link at Doghouse Systems. Use code Closet Geek for your free 120 gigabyte SSD. And don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link as well to help support the show.
Use it.
Please.
Woo. All right. Oh, because of the support we received from our Amazon affiliate link, I bought a soundboard.
Woo. Thank you for your support, everybody, for using our links for Amazon.
That's right. It's in the mail, and soon we'll be able to play like sound bites and other stuff during the show, and I'll have better levels.
Professionalism.
Yeah, and we'll be able to have better levels.
Woo.
You mean...
All right.
We're growing. We're becoming professionals.
That's right. You can find us at theclosgeek.net. And also, don't forget to check out our other shows at the studios, like Sweet Kicks with Bricks, Anime Happy Hour, and...
Clown Car.
The Clown Car is not an official Closet Geek Studios podcast.
I thought it was.
But I have it on our website anyway.
I'm like...
So you're just a dangling.
Oh sure,
Chad.
You're just a dangling yeah. Chad. Yeah,
that's right.
You're a Klingon.
So go check out our other shows, and you can find us on all of our social media. And don't forget to email us your questions, requests, anything that you would like to tell us at our email, theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, rate, review our show, and subscribe.
Subscribe
to iTunes and Stitcher. And join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.